racing today on the Kenso track. Darren Flindell's going to tell us his thoughts. How are you, Darren?
Yeah, pretty good, Sean. A soft six are going today at Kensington, and the way the weather is over the last few hours, there's very little chance of that situation improving as the day goes on.
Right, the first, we pull out three Flying Legend, four Mr. Dependable and five Oxidisation.
It's changed the makeup of the race somewhat with the scratching, the additional scratching this morning of Flying Legend. So I'm going with Sharapova here, who's certainly a pretty good price at the $8.50 this morning. I think both the runs have been respectable. The latest there at Canterbury was on a heavy eight and was just badly held up, had a checkered passage for the most part of the straight. But when she finally saw daylight, she really hit the line well at the end of the 1250 metres. Steps up to the 14 today, so that shouldn't be an issue. And I think she's a very backable price here, Sharapova. News has come through this morning that Almahiri, they want to be more forward from an inside gate. And if that's the case, if Rachel King can have Almahiri, say, the top three in the run, she'll be very hard to beat. Her run home was terrific at Kensington at this trip behind Final Award in track record time. So, yeah, big key there. There's not a great deal of speed in this race. So if Almahiri can be forward, huge danger in the race. Costas from the barrier trial, I wasn't overly impressed by the work. It just sort of drifted out under a hold. Through process of elimination, it certainly makes the numbers. Narragante did enough at Newcastle on debut there behind Paolo Pace that it should be one of the key players in the race as well. But I like two here at good odds. I think you can back them both, 7 Sharapova and 9 Almahiri, and then the top two, the favourites for placings 1 and 2.
All right, second event, we take out 7 Chilled Rose, or Chilled Rose, and number 10 Nature.
Yeah, big buzz about Classique Legend in this from the Les Bridge Yard. Kieran McAvoy went to Hawkesbury to ride this three-year-old in his only trial over 1,000 metres, and he was super impressive there. Terrific action, really used himself, and he goes into this off just the one barrier trial. So obviously the connections are quite pleased that that's enough and ready to go to the races. There's been a lot of money for him after the scratching of Chilled Rose this morning. There's a slight edge for Classique Legend as favourite in the market over the other chance being Got Your Six. Got Your Six, I think, is going to lead and lead for a long way. Full recognition with the blinkers on for its first race start. I've led both these trials. Josh Parr rode this at Rose Hill on the 29th of January and it closed off. Didn't show any speed, though, Full Recognition. So it's probably going to give away a bit of a start, but it did come from last on the home turn when it won its trial and produced a really good finish wide out. So it's one of the key runners in the race. Charm Offensive has been placed many times in maiden races, and in this company, I couldn't see it doing much better than running a place, but I think it will fill third or fourth slot here. The 2 Classique Legend, one of the more exciting runners on the card today, 2 to beat 9, then 5 and 1.
On to the third, 5 Dream Charge, 7 Profits Thumb Not Running.
A tricky little race this. I'll go with the last winner, Mossman Gorge, to offset the penalty for the success last time. Billy Owen will claim the 3 kilos, getting it down to 57.5. It's actually a lower class race today, a benchmark 70, and it won in a 76 there last time out. But it showed speed, showed fight to beat Star of the Season that race. And I've got a slight preference for Mossman Gorge. You'll probably hold the front from that draw. The other speed runner is Royal Witness. Perhaps the softer track may be of some concern now for Royal Witness, but in this company looks pretty well placed. I think Christabel on early form has the best profile of any runner in this race, but the way she trialled leading up to this was far from impressed, so a real question mark there on Christabel. But it is worth noting her only win was on rain-affected going. So that could be the key to it today with Christabel, the softer track. Chewbacca goes into this fresh, but has run well every time he's been to the races, and he's certainly a runner of interest in this, Chewbacca. So it's only a small field, but a very interesting race there. I think you need numbers on your side in the quaddy. I've got 1, 3, then 2 and 4.
Now, 7 Amanito comes out of race 4.
I'm going to give Green Sweet a bit of a chance. It's that type of race. I think the speed will be very good in the race with King Tom Lola handy, another snappy to take it up. Ahmed to sit right behind them. That might be just enough speed to get Green Sweet into this as a chance. I know he's a very hard horse to catch, but he's won on heavy going in the past. Hugh Bowman takes over today, and I thought he's running the Bega Cup. It was really good behind a point first when he lumped plenty of weight that day. and hit the line hard. So green sweep each way for me there in the 1,800-metre race. I put King Div down on the second line, but the rain that continues to fall worries me now. I don't think he's had his best on softer going, King Div. But Blake Shin rides him today, and he's been in better class races. There's no doubt about that. The wet track could be a concern now. Calibration, Chris Waller's pick up from the rear yard. He's got pretty sound form in Victoria. It'll definitely stay the trip, that stallion, Calibration, and James McDonald book there. And Ahmad. Well, we'll see where this guy is at. That was a good win at Kensington last time over the 1,800 metres. He was about 3-4 lengths behind the tearaway leader, another Snappy, but he had to bring the rest of the field up, and he won that with style. He's got the same weight today. I know another Snappy meets him better at the weights, but there was style there with that success by Ahmad, and I was just reading an hour ago that they have entered it for the Sydney Cup, so there is some opinion there of Ahmad, but I'll take the chance of green sweat at the odds with the side winkers going on. 2 to beat 3, 6, and then 9.
Race 5 today, Darren. 4 white boots and 5 scratches around.
Desert Lord will be the short price favourite of the day, going out at $1.65 at the moment. He's a tricky horse to get right, but Tommy Berry pulled off the perfect ride on him last time. He jumped a lot better, went up in trip for the 1,400 metres, and he was very keen in the early stages, and Berry just decided to let him go, and he went around the 2 leaders, then took up the running, and went along at a pretty solid pace thereafter, running 121.19, which went down as a track record, and he safely held the others there at bay. He's drawn the 1 here today, so he should sit behind Taika Mochi. My only slight concern was if Wayanka comes across from the outside and put him in a pocket, whether he'd fire up and how things would settle there. I think I've got to tip him, Desert Lord, because there aren't too many other options in the race. But Taika Mochi should lead for a long way. I think Wayanka has been in better class races. Wayanka should get across outside the leader and stick on. And number 8, Royal Stamp, second up, could be running on late. Desert Lord, with slight reservations, I mean, put it this way, Cozzy, I think you've got to tip him, but I couldn't back him at $1.65, but he does look the one. 6 on top from 3, 1, and 8.
All right, race 6, full field.
I'll go here with Bubbles and Troubles, who I think will roll along up on the speed. She doesn't mind a bit of soft going. Her trial at Warwick Farm was on a soft 6, and she won pretty much untouched there. She'll be right up on the speed, either lead or sit outside widespread panic. And the latter scenario I thought was most likely. So Bubbles and Troubles on top. To beat Laburnum, who was able to break through for a long overdue win at Kembla last time. She's won on soft in the past, so she ticks that box. Hugh Bowman rides today on Laburnum. Romany Girl, very strong. Not on the best going at Canterbury, first up over the 1250, but hit the line really well behind Forever New York. She'll appreciate the prompt step up in trip to the 1400 here, Romany Girl. Watch for a big finish from her and Al Nace in a similar category. But I think Bubbles and Troubles will be in front for a long way here. 2 from 3, 6, and 4.
All right, race 7. We take our 2 foreign territory, 5 China Gale, 9 Beatty, and 12 Charming Lad.
Looks a good match, the last between Colding and Rock. Rock was a good last-up winner there at Canterbury. It steps up in trip. Colding stays at the trip where it chased Hand Desert Lord last time out. But Colding was 3 wide, no cover the trip, and was beaten just under 2 lengths in that record time. I think there's a fair bit of merit in that performance. Now, today, Colding will just get a nice smother on the inside, and we'll only have to have the 1 last run of them there, the Colt. And I'm very keen on Colding to win the last to beat Rock. I thought they were the only 2 chances there. Acquittal number 8 on the soft ground makes appeal. And intense focus with the blinkers on looks to be a place chance there. But pretty keen that Colding can win the last. 6 to beat 4, 8, and 10.
Can you find one for us?
If we can hang out for the last, I'll go Colding, race 7, number 6. But I think the Les Bridge debutante will be winning the second as well. Classique Legend, race 2, number 2.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Darren. We'll hear you from the track a little later on.
Okay, I'll give you an update there. But since that reading went out this morning of the soft 6, it's just been a light drizzle and it's continuing. Looking at the radar, I think it's sort of going to be on and off for the next few hours.
All right, terrific. We'll keep an eye on things there throughout the day if there's any downgrade or whatever. And we'll hear you later on with the scene setter.
Yes, hooroo.